This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Police are answering some of the many questions surrounding the church massacre in the small town of Sutherland Springs, Texas. Wilson County Sheriff Joe Tackett says a neighbor heard the gunfire, grabbed his own rifle, and engaged the shooter.
The suspect gets in his vehicle and takes off. I'm calling him a hero here in town. Then stops a truck, a guy in a truck, and says, "I need help. This guy just shot up the church. Follow him."
Tackett on CBS This Morning, correspondent Val Dior.
Salt of the earth, tight-knit, kind. Just an example of how this Sutherland Springs community is described and why it's no surprise that armed residents helped chase the gunman from the church where he had killed so many and was prepared to kill more. Men like Johnny Langendorf, who heard shots, and along with another resident, chased the suspect down Route 539 while on the phone with police until they arrived to find the suspect dead in his car, a car full of additional weapons. Val Dior reporting.
President Trump offering prayers and sympathy to the victims, their families and loved ones. The suspect identified as 26-year-old Devin Kelly from the San Antonio area. And Sheriff Tackett tells CNN the former in-laws of Kelly attended services at that church from time to time. President Trump makes it clear the U.S., he says, will not stand for North Korea threatening the United States or its allies with nuclear weapons. Weather experts checking to see if it was an actual tornado that touched down in Salina, Ohio the other day, injuring at least 8 people. On Wall Street, ahead of the opening bell, Dow futures up 21 points, NASDAQ futures 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-936-5348. That's 1-800-936-5348. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
A senior police officer tells a trial in Malaysia that 4 North Koreans were involved in the murder of the half-brother of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
The trial, now more than a month old, has so far concentrated on 2 women accused of smearing the nerve agent VX onto the face of Kim Jong-nam at Kuala Lumpur Airport in February. The women, from Indonesia and Vietnam, say they thought they were taking part in a TV prank. The trial has now heard the names of 4 North Koreans believed to be behind the assassination. They fled Malaysia in the hours after the attack.
And that's the BBC's Michael Bristow. A group of major automakers planning to open hundreds of fast charging stations for electric cars in Europe in the coming years and use a common plug technology. They hope that this will be a big step toward mass acceptance of battery-powered vehicles. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An international group of weather experts says that this very likely will be among the 3 warmest years on record.
Even though data is only available for 9 months of this year, the WMO feel confident that it will be the 2nd or 3rd warmest on record, slightly down on last year. The key difference, they say, from the past 2 years is the absence of El Niño, the natural upwelling of heat in the Pacific Ocean which helped ramp up temperatures. 2017, the authors say, shows more clearly the long-term trend of human-induced warming, with temperatures 1.1 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial level. That's getting very close to the 1.5 degree mark that many scientists believe will sink small island states under rising seas.
And that's the BBC's Matt McGrath reporting. They got on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open today for the Dow and the NASDAQ. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, aloha, America. Bill Martinez here, coming to you live from Maui, Hawaii. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Looking for Megan Barth. I can't find her. I mean, I don't know. She's not the girl from Ipanema on the shore, you know. What is going on, Megan? I thought you were going to meet me here.
Well, my goodness, I must have missed that invite. I'll head there
right
away.
Yeah, really. What the heck? I mean, come on, let's go. We got to talk, what's happening so much over the weekend with the Sunday talk shows. And, of course, that got preempted with breaking news with what happened in Texas. Rand Paul gets beat up. Everybody is still going absolutely catatonic over the Donna Brazile reveal, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll start with Rand Paul. He's suffering from 5 broken ribs after being attacked by another deranged Democrat. And again, if a Republican would have attacked any Democrat senator, it would be front page news. Let's not forget James Hodgkinson, who was a deranged Democrat, who drove from Chicago to Virginia and tried to assassinate 24 Republican congressmen and ended up severely wounding Steve Scalise. Thankfully, no one was killed. And so we're seeing these rampages by deranged Democrats, and look at Antifa, which was supposed to be out in force. They're super soldiers on Saturday. And,
yes, exactly.
They all 10 of them were storming the steps of a variety of state capitals from here to New York. So the violent rhetoric of the left, I find very interesting. When we look at Texas and the carnage, the unfortunate carnage at the Texas church, we immediately have calls for gun control. But when we find somebody like James Hodgkinson, who tries to assassinate 24 Republicans, the Democrats don't want to take ownership of their own. They don't call for gun control then, after nearly 24 Republicans were slaughtered. They wanted everybody to tone down the violent rhetoric. Well, that lasts about, a New York minute until they were back again calling Republicans Nazis.
Well, this is most incredible. I mean, as you go down the whole list, I mean, your heart is broken. I mean, the pastor's 14-year-old daughter was among those murdered Sunday morning. I mean, what a heartbreak. I mean, death is death, and, evil is evil. And, the Democrats still continue to think that for some reason they have some high ground to control evil. Evil exists, and the only way it's going to change is that it's going to be within the hearts of men, not because of some politician.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That there definitely is a cancer in this country, and if you look at and how perhaps this cancer is affected and how it metastasizes, and you know, we took God out of the national conversation. We referred to Christians as bigots on the national stage. The 40% of youth prefer communism over capitalism.
Yeah, could you believe those numbers that came out as to how many or you know, how many of the millennials are, you know, in acceptance and wanting socialism? It's like, well, did you read the headlines lately in Venezuela and other socialistic countries? They're doing so well. That's what you want here for America?
I'm really not surprised based on the indoctrination. It kind of started when I was in college. I got whiffs of it, and I think it really kind of, you know, went so far left, especially with many of the professors. Then you have the Democrat Party and many of the members praising Cuba and praising Castro and praising socialism. You have a leader like Bernie Sanders. I wasn't surprised by the numbers because you look at how the millennials came out in strength, and if Donna Brazile and her other cohorts in the DNC, which I refer to as the Democrat Network of Criminals, I think that perhaps Bernie Sanders could have had a better shot at beating Trump than Hillary could have had, because when you looked at the election and the momentum behind the candidates, it was Bernie and Trump who had the momentum. It was Bernie and Trump who were filling up stadiums full of people. You know, when you looked at Hillary's numbers, she couldn't fill up a pew in a church. And so because the Democrats operated in a criminal manner, what Debbie Wasserman Schultz did and Hillary did by controlling the DNC was completely rig an entire primary so that she could have the nomination and go against Trump head to head.
And then you're sitting there worried with some story about some sort of Russian collusion when you had your own collusion going on in your own party manipulating the election. And, I mean, this is rich, isn't it?
Well, that's what I call, you know, progressive projection. Everything that the progressives do behind closed doors, excuse me, and with the cover of the press, because, and I don't mean that the press covers it. I mean the press covers it up. So what the Democrats do is the exact actions or the exact words that they use. They blame us, the Republicans, for all of their high crimes and misdemeanors. And so,
exactly.
You know, it's very typical. You know, I think the Freudian word is current. It's also called projection. Whatever they are doing and guilty of, you accuse your enemy of that much worse.
You know, we've maintained they self-indict themselves, you know, in the process. All you have to do is listen to what they're saying, and you go, oh, this is what they're doing. You know, to your point about education, Megan, a little bit later on, we're going to talk with David Horowitz, who's released his new book, The Left in the University, which really underlies exactly what you've been talking about and how the educational system has been taken over by the left. So to your point, no wonder. But yet I have faith in millennials that they're smarter than this, that they will be able to discern the empirical evidence and see it for what it is. It is a process. There's no doubt, and especially if you're a freshman or sophomore and you're still got a couple of years ahead and an A is important for you and graduation is important. You're going to go along to get along. But they need to be aware that they're being indoctrinated along the way.
I think once you make your first paycheck, then that's kind of what happened with me and how I got more politically active. I looked at my first paycheck and I said, why are they taking out so much, you know, taxes? What's going on? And so it really comes down to your pocketbook on how you believe what size the government really should be. And then if you believe that you're getting a return on your investment by taking, you know, 30 to 50% of your paycheck and turning it over to the black hole of the government. Or the state,
and then realizing that near half of the people who participate in the beneficence of the government that you are paying for is not putting in their fair share, right?
Well, right, and you know, millennials really don't like to be told what to do, and so socialism is taking through force the means of production. So we'll see if they like to be bullied by a big government that Bernie Sanders espouses.
Well, so much happening in your world, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Barth, the proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, is with us. We're breaking it down. Talking the Sunday talk shows. Got a couple other things, too, I want to share with her as well, and we want to go back and forth on. So stay with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you. I even get emails here in Hawaii. It's so good, let me tell you. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. More from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Way Like Me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. It is daylight savings time. Some of us still making adjustments. If you didn't, turn your clock back, spring forward, fall back, right, Megan? If you didn't do it, you're liable to be an hour early for work like I was. This morning.
Yeah, I think if a candidate really ran on just abolishing the whole entire to spring back or fall forward, I don't even know. I'm just lucky that I have an iPhone that works with my alarm clock. So just actually adjust.
I do too, but the problem is, see, I'm, between East Coast, West Coast, and now Hawaii time. Hawaii doesn't change. They, they figured it out. They just said, well, the heck with all those other howlies that they want to mess around with their clocks. We're just going to leave it right here. And so, they're one of the few of any sense. I think Arizona as well
Arizona.
Does not. Right. Yeah. So, but everybody else, we're doing this chasing thing and, with all the stuff. And I like one of the pastors in Southern California, Chuck Smith. He used to say, don't change your clocks the night before. Just wait till after church, And so they stayed on the same deal. So, it's like, hey, you make the adjustment. I thought that was very smart, so that worked out really good. But here it is, making the adjustment here. And so now Hawaii, 2 hour time difference. Between Hawaii time and California time. So I got all these, time zones running around. So it just makes for some interesting fun on the first day. Hey, you're there in Las Vegas, and one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about particularly this morning was, what is going on with the news? It seems like the whole Las Vegas massacre, on the heels even of Texas, it's got to cycle back because of what happened in Texas. We're not hearing much, if anything, regarding the Las Vegas massacre. What's going on?
Yeah, well, for the last 2 weeks, there literally seemingly was a gag order that the police issued on themselves. They weren't going to give any information until there was new information. And I thought that the public relations campaign conducted by the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, as well as the Mandalay Bay, was abysmal at best. Mm-hmm. When we watched Sheriff Joe Lombardo immediately after the massacre, he was out nearly daily trying to give us updates. And it's not just, it just didn't strike at the heart of Las Vegas. It struck at the heart of this country.
Exactly.
It's just completely disappeared from the headlines, the national headlines. And I fear that the longer we, the more days that go by, this is going to become but a faint memory, and it cannot. The Las Vegas Metro Police Department 12 days to tell us that his hard drive was missing out of Stephen Paddock's laptop. Just this last weekend, Sheriff Joe Lombardo came out of hiding and gave a statement to a local press agency here, and he basically said they may never know the motive because of the missing hard drive. However, he does have suspicions of the girlfriend that she's withholding something. Mm-hmm. I find this, there's a lot of questions and more questions actually that remain since just the day after the shooting. And we're into our fifth week now that has gone
exactly.
by. The shooting was right around the 1st of October, October 1st. And the questions I have are, where is the video footage from the 32nd floor? Why haven't they talked about the video footage? What that video footage would have captured was somebody coming in and out of his room, or a familiar face like his girlfriend coming in and out of the elevator. We have no comment on the footage from the 32nd floor. I want to know when the girlfriend left for the Philippines. The airlines would know that, or ticket would show that. Was it a week before the massacre? Was it the day before the massacre? I have a hard time believing that if she was with him in the hotel, which according to early reports, the valet receipt showed her name on the valet receipt, she would have had to have known that something was about to go down, because a guy does not carry 10 suitcases into a hotel room for a 5-day stay.
Exactly.
And
all the rounds of ammunition, and that's not light stuff, Megan. That's very heavy, just the ammunition alone, not counting the guns.
Right.
And what happened to the other gal, supposedly, that told the people in the front row that in 45, that they were going to be, tonight they were all dying? What happened
right.
to that mystery woman?
Nothing. And then another, nothing. We haven't heard a word about her. And then on top of that, we've got four people now associated with the shooting that have wound up mysteriously dead. These are the witnesses to the shooting. Some were victims in the shooting. They suffered wounds, not mortal wounds. But four people, witnesses, are dead. Three witnesses and a lawyer. So three witnesses are dead, and a lawyer is dead, all associated with the shooting. So this creates more concern and also creates more conspiracy theories.
No, I was just going to say, this is ripe for conspiracy. I mean, everybody's, all of a sudden, everybody has to get a tinfoil hat here to deal with this.
Well, and one of the reasons why there are so many tinfoil hats running around and all of these conspiracy theories is because the lack of information. When you aren't holding press conferences, and if there's no news, just tell us there's no new news. But with the vacuum that's been created by the lack of information, that vacuum is going to get filled, and that vacuum is going to get filled with conspiracy theories.
Without a doubt. Not to mention when you got a sheriff giving a news report and you hear faintly in the background, don't go there. You know, what is all that about?
Yeah, I heard that tape, and I didn't hear it as clearly as perhaps others, but that doesn't mean anything. But don't go there. And so the lack of information, we had, Laura Loomer fly out here and do her quote unquote citizen investigative journalism. I call it more clickbait journalism. She causes a little bit of problems. I don't know her, never met her, but I don't appreciate the style of her journalism. If she was more abreast of our state laws, she would understand that security guards at casinos don't have to register with that specific agency. It is not a requirement of the hotel, which brings me to my next point. The MGM International organization is run by extreme leftist Jim Murin, and they own the Mandalay Bay. They did a public relations campaign, which was a CYA campaign. Exactly. They allowed Jesus Campos to go on a friend of theirs in a very friendly setting with scripted questions lobbied by a comedian by the name of Ellen DeGeneres, and very scripted answers given by Jesus Campos. Really the only close witness to.
Who was the guy? I didn't understand the guy that was sitting with him. What was he there for? Was he like the puppeteer or something?
That he was in maintenance and he was responding to a jarred or a jammed door on that same floor. So he was also on the floor as a maintenance worker who I believe, aided and abetted Jesus Campos after he was shot. And so there's just so much mystery surrounding the largest mass shooting in our country. And, I believe it has to do with, number one, the lack of information, which creates the conspiracy. The lack of a hard drive, and really no new information on the girlfriend and the videotape, which would be produced from the 32nd floor. And I think a lot of these questions that I've asked need answers.
Exactly. Well, Megan, to wrap things up on the Sunday talk shows, looks like the Astros are looking forward to visiting Donald Trump at the People's White House, which is positive. Also, unemployment rate lowest in decades. And of course the tour there in Japan, very, very positive. I mean, great response here for the Make America Great a President.
Yeah, and this is exactly what this country needs. We'll see how these tax cuts roll around in Congress and if they can get them passed. But looking at the tax plan right now, I'm not too excited about it because the moderate Republicans have their big government hands all over it.
Well, they've got some barriers there. It's a tough situation with some of these states. You understand the position that they're in because the way the plan lays out. Well, because the states have got, this is the clash between, when you do something on a national level and the states have set up their own system, right? So you've got a clash going on there. So somehow they've got to work that out to where there's a level playing field, if that's even possible, do you think?
Well, exactly, and that 39.6% top rate and the four different rates, there really is no difference. There's no cut in spending. This is all kind of a dog and pony show.
Well, Megan Barth has been with us once again. Go to Reaganbabe.com for more.
Brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage Health Plan or Prescription Drug Plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, and it's always great to have America's Money Answers Man. I'm talking about Jordan Goodman, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance for 18 years. He was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as a Wall Street correspondent. Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Always good. Of course, it's always good talking about money, especially these days when things are looking so bright. And maybe we can get this tax reform thing done. What do you think?
Not going to be easy. I mean,
no,
they come out
not.
With a plan.
I know. I keep hearing that soundtrack from Gone with the Wind. I know nothing about birthing no babies, Miss Scarlett. I mean, this is like, you know, birthing triplets sideways, I think.
Yeah, that's a
Ouch.
Good way to put it.
Yeah.
I mean, the way they've done it has been very secretive,
mm-hmm.
and they kind of come out with the details, but even the Republicans and Democrats, not on the House Ways and Means Committee, do not really have a sense of the details, and they're going to try to have a vote on this thing before Thanksgiving. This is a major piece of legislation which affects all Americans, and so part of it is process,
mm-hmm.
and then part of it is content. So one of the big controversies has been state and local both income and property taxes. Are those going to continue to be deductible or not?
Yeah. How are they, yeah, how do they manage?
They're not deductible.
Exactly. How does that, you know, with these states, and usually what are the states that get injured the most? It's the blue states, right?
Well, the high-tax states, New York, mm-hmm. New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California, the high-tax states are the ones that are going to pay the most for this because they get the biggest deduction, the biggest subsidy, maybe a better way of putting it right now.
Right.
Not only for income taxes, but property taxes. When you have real estate at high levels, you pay a lot in property taxes, and that wouldn't be deductible anymore either.
Mm-hmm.
So the state governors of all those high-tax states are saying, no, don't touch us. You know, do ethanol or do something different,
right.
but don't touch us.
We're already fleecing the folks already. We've been fleecing them to the very end, and, so we need to continue the fleecing, right?
Well, it's a subsidy from the low-tax states to the high-tax states, and the high-tax states like it, and the low-tax states don't like it. And it tends to be that the high-tax states tend to be bluer, and the low-tax states tend to be redder, Florida or Texas or places like that. So that's part of it.
How do they manage the math on that? I mean, that seems so unfair, Jordan.
Well, it's been that way for a long time, but in order, you got to raise some revenue somewhere to pay for these tax cuts. They do not so-called pay for themselves. Even if you have more economic growth, which I think would happen, I don't think you get enough revenue at lower rates to so-called pay for itself. So you got to have something where somebody's got to contribute in a major way, and that's a big one. The state and local taxes would be a big one, would raise a lot of revenue from the high-tax states. Now, the other thing they're talking about doing is doubling the standard deduction from $12,000 to $24,000, which would mean something like 85% of Americans would do the standard deduction, would not itemize. So that would mean a lot of people would make it much simpler to pay their taxes.
Right.
But they will not get deductions for charitable contributions, mortgage interest, state and local taxes, all kinds of things they've been used to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big change. And the same being done on the corporate side. By lowering the rate from 35 to 20, corporations pay less tax, but a lot of the loopholes and credits and deductions they're used to might go away as well. I'll just give you an example. Ethanol, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They survive based on subsidies from the federal government, solar panels, oil and gas drilling, all kinds of things. They rely on special tax breaks, and if those go away, some of that activity may slow down or stop. So that's why it's so complicated here.
Mm-hmm. Well, something's got to give. There's no doubt about it. You can't take away without putting something back. As you say,
right.
Somebody's got to pay for it. It's always figuring out how to pay for it, and that's where they say the devil is in the details, right?
It's easy to cut people's taxes, but it's not easy to raise their taxes. And,
right.
The high-tax states, ethanol producers, oil and gas developers, people with big property tax bills, in general, these are wealthier both individuals and companies that are going to fight back. Okay, they're not going to take this willingly.
Yes.
And once this bill is out, and we've kind of got a version of it now, there's going to be massive lobbying on this. Touch the other guy's credits, don't touch mine, basically.
Yeah, can you imagine the lobbying madness that's going to take place?
Yeah.
And what is this, a 1,000-page bill?
1,000-page bill. And
so much for simplicity,
by
right?
Thanksgiving. Okay, in like 3 weeks, without a chance to get the lobbyists in there. Because they know once the lobbyists get in there, they're going to stop all kinds of different things.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a lot of Republicans in blue states, in New York, in Pennsylvania, in California, there are a few of them, they're worried about voting for something like this that would cut the deductibility of income taxes, and property taxes is a big one, too. So there's a lot of people on the fence here. They don't have a lot of margin, Bill. I mean, in the Senate, they've got two votes, basically, and there's a lot of Republicans there who may not vote for this thing. So it's on a very fast timeline, and it's begun in a completely partisan way. It's a shame, because have something this major to have done with no bipartisanship whatsoever is a shame, and it leads to trouble. I mean, Obama did the same thing. He put through Obamacare with zero Republican contribution and ended up running into trouble for that. And this could be the same thing.
Well, I would hope that it would not run into trouble, but you're exactly right. It is a recipe for problems down the road, if not even from the very start. And that's what I was looking at. I mean, Obama was, about 2,800 pages. And how long did it take them to process that, through Congress? And we're going to try and do this in a couple of weeks.
Right. The last time we had a major tax bill like this was 1986.
Mm-hmm.
And you might remember when Reagan was sitting there signing it, who's standing behind him? Dan Rostenkowski, Bill Bradley, Tip O'Neill, Dick Gephardt, some of the major Democrats, because it was a bipartisan effort.
Right.
And it took about a year and a half from the time the bill came out to actually getting it passed. in a bipartisan way. Okay.
No, I thought you were going to mention
right now.
Yeah, I thought you were going to mention in that group his therapist, because just to get with some bipartisanship, he needed some help, you know, psychologically.
You're talking about Nancy, you mean?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. Yeah, the other therapist. Yeah, exactly. Right.
But I mean, that's a bill that had support on both sides, mm-hmm. and it worked. It created a lot of jobs. It simplified things. Remember, he cut the rates dramatically, lowered all kinds of deductions and credits, and it stimulated the economy in a very positive way, but it was done in a bipartisan way. So that's a very big difference from now. That's on that front. I mean, Trump has also got a lot of his own people. He's been arguing with them, whether it be Corker or McCain or Flake and all these people. Yeah, he needs every one of them. You know?
Exactly. He doesn't need to be taken away. He needs add-on propositions. You're exactly right, Jordan. And the thing is, just goes to show you a big difference psychologically and even the makeup of Congress from 1986 to 2017 and all the different, giveaways.
No bipartisanship left.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to do big things when they're not bipartisan. I mean,
where's the message? We need Macedonians in here. Maybe they can pull this together.
But I mean, healthcare failed. That was going to be completely partisan. This, we'll have to see what happens. Infrastructure is one possibility. There could be some bipartisanship. We're not going to get to that until it's all going to be about tax reform the next few months here.
Well, without a doubt. Well, they're putting all their eggs into the repatriation of that offshore money for infrastructure, and you know that's still yet to be realized there. And it just sits out there parked anywhere from I've heard as much as $5 trillion.
Right. Well, yeah, that's right. About $4 to $5 trillion, something like that. Right. But it's only going to come back if it's taxed at a lower rate and made attractive, because otherwise companies are not going to do it. They're just going to keep the money and continue to accumulate more money all the time overseas. So
we can't even discuss just making government more efficient, right? I mean, I got to tell you, I was really surprised and disappointed at the same time with Donald Trump presenting a $4 trillion budget. You know, we need to decide how big a government do we really want.
Well, we've been cutting back. He has cut back a lot on the agencies, EPA, State Department, FDA, SEC, all those kind of agencies. But that's not where the government really spends its money. The government spends its money as an insurance company, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, defense, and interest on the national debt. Those three, that's the vast majority of what the government spends. So you could wipe out the State Department, the Agriculture Department, all these other departments, there would hardly be a rounding error. And he said he's not going to touch entitlements.
Right.
Defense is going up. And because we're well over $20 trillion in debt, the interest on national debt's going up. So that's where you really have to cut spending, which is difficult to do.
See, you got to do the math, ladies and gentlemen. This is why we have America's Money Answers Man here. He knows how, he still does it the old way. And, who needs that Common Core new math proposition?
Exactly.
It still works no matter what. Jordan Goodman, I'm Bill Martinez live. Jordan, thank you, buddy. Where can they go real quick?
MoneyAnswers.com. Always glad to get their emails. I get emails from your folks all the time.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs. I'm Andrea Warrock, personal finance expert and ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee personal loans to people with good credit. Imagine what life would be like if everything came with a fee taken out of it. What if your slice of pizza came with a bite missing? Or your new car arrived without a wheel? So why is it okay that many other lenders take up to 5% out of your personal loan as a sign-up fee? That's why personal loans from Marcus by Goldman Sachs have no fees ever. So the loan amount you're approved for is exactly the amount that you'll receive. There's also no fee for paying off your loan early. And if your payment is late, Marcus won't charge a fee for that either. Just pay the interest for the additional days. Don't get feed. see how much you could save over existing credit card debt by visiting Marcus.com and check out a no-fee personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Don't mess with me. No, 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 no. Don't mess with me.
Hey, I just got that kind of attitude. Just don't mess with me. I'm trying to soften up a little bit. So thank you for putting up with me 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. And, boy, I'll tell you, we got a real special guest. Tamir Elnery joins us, an undercover Muslim FBI agent. You heard it right, an undercover Muslim FBI agent. A little bit of the background. Fluent Arabic speaker, Muslim American. Tamir Elnery helps protect the U.S. by pretending to be something contrary to all his personal and religious beliefs, a jihadi sympathizer. Now, Elnery works undercover to gain the trust of active terrorist cells within the U.S. and then bring them to justice. He was born in Egypt, immigrated to the U.S. as a young child, started his career in undercover narcotics, but reached out to the FBI after he was deeply affected by the 9/11 attacks. Tamir Elnery, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on and the book. And, you know, as I'm going through the book, I'm going, well, I mean, you're undercover, and the stories you tell, I'm sure, are set in such a way to maintain your position so that the enemy doesn't know exactly who you are.
Well, absolutely. That's very correct. And at the end of the day, it was vetted by the FBI, and I'm proud of the manuscript. I'm proud of the book. I believe it's an important message in today's day and age. Uses an FBI counterterrorism, international counterterrorism investigation as the backdrop to tell the story and to do a deep dive into the terrorist mindset. And I'm hoping that Americans, after reading this book, will have a greater understanding of our enemy, because I think that's where it all starts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm seeing for you as this being a bit holistic. I mean, for all these years, you've kind of had to bite your tongue and hold back all this information. I mean, you're pretending to be something that you're not. You're hanging around people who hate America, everything it stands for. And these are the very same people that 9/11 is just a beginning. It's not the end.
That's exactly right. And I mean, 9/11 was devastating to us as a nation, to every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it took on an even greater personal reason, not just because I lost people, but also because the 19 hijackers were all Arab and so-called Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
So I was deeply offended by that because that went against everything that I stood for, everything that I believed in personally and privately.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that you do not blame Americans or America for still being a bit suspicious and cautious in dealing with the Muslim. But, you know, before 9/11, you know, you were living life as a Muslim American. You were happy to be a part of the fabric of our culture. And now all of a sudden this is turned upside down, probably no different in some regard as in World War II with the Japanese after the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
That's an excellent point, Bill, and I will say, of course I don't blame them. I understand it. I get stopped regularly at airports, and I get lots of looks no matter where I go, and I understand it. I'm not offended by it. I understand it because it's human nature, not just as a nation, but as a human being. We mm-hmm. fear what we don't understand, and I'm hoping to dispel a lot of those myths in American Radical.
Tamir, why this book now, American Radical? Why now?
Because the climate that we're in, everything that you're hearing, I don't want Al-Qaeda and ISIS to be the only ones with a voice. There's 1.7 billion Muslims on the planet. I have been working in this line of work for so long, and I have kept quiet, and I still hope to continue my work moving forward because I'm not passionate about what I do for a living. But I think now more than ever, we need to be much more in tune and aware of how our enemies think, how they plan on hurting us, because it's not just for law enforcement and the intelligence community to be able to discern between a radical mindset and true tenets of the religion. I think we all should do that. We as a nation need to be aware of these terrorism indicators so that when you see something, you say something, it actually matters.
Exactly. Well, evil reigns regardless of ideology. We've seen it on display. It isn't been an exclusive to the Arab countries. We've seen it here in America with people that have been born and raised. So evil is evil. It's there. But the big question is you just brought up with all the Muslims and so many Muslims wanting to come to this country, as many have shared with me, Tamir, that they're more free in practicing their religion here in the United States than they were in their home country. Is there a meeting ground here to where, you know, Muslims can be positive contributors to the American way of life?
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. And that's another byproduct of this story in this book that I'm hoping for is I'm preaching unity regardless. Mm-hmm. What makes America great is the fact that we are truly everyone. We are every race, religion, ethnicity. And when we are threatened by an enemy, chances are we got someone who looks like them or sounds like them to help us defeat them. Education and inclusion is our best defense. And when we're united, there's no one who can stand against us. So if an individual, the next Tamer El-Nouri reads this, maybe he doesn't become an engineer, maybe he doesn't go to law school, maybe instead he says, you know what, I want to serve my country, whether it be through the military, law enforcement, or the intelligence community. At the end of the day, this individual raises his hand and says, you know what, I'm Muslim, I know the culture, I speak Arabic, I want to help.
Right.
That's what I'm hoping.
Can the Muslim people who want to come here to the United States, can they assimilate and be able to do it and embrace the U.S. Constitution over Sharia law?
Yeah, and let's just start with that, Sharia law. Technically, that's the literal translation, but I'm not going to get personal with you or ask what your faith is, but I will say within whatever faith that you practice, what's stopping you from sinning or at least trying not to sin?
Right. Exactly. Well,
that's what Sharia law is.
Yeah, and for me, it's the Bible, and that's why I've said to Mira on this show many times, I would not command somebody to take out, tear out pages of their religious documents and something that they hold holy and sacred, and I wouldn't want them to cause me to tear out pages out of my Bible either. So with all due respect, I'm saying, can we find that middle ground that allows us to hold things together in such a way to where we truly can get along and be unified as the vision that you're sharing with us? Because I share that same vision that, and have experienced it in my lifetime. This is the beauty of the United States. The United States, when we are united, we are a powerful force of good. We have traditionally, we've been perfect. No, nobody's claiming perfection. We're human beings, and as such, we're endemically flawed. So it is those things, whether it be Sharia law, whether it be the Bible, as I say, those restraints that have us choose good over evil more hopefully than not.
That's exactly right, Bill. That's what Sharia law is to the vast majority of Muslims across the planet. What it is it's your internal, internal moral compass, why you don't sin, why you don't go against your religion. As a matter of fact, it's black and white in the Quran. It specifically states that you have to abide by the laws of the country you live in, provided they are not stopping you from practicing your religion. And we have religious freedom here. So when these terrorists and these radicals twist it and warp it, that is what they call Sharia law, is the laws of the land. No, Sharia law is your internal beliefs.
Okay, understood. Well, Tamara, I've heard you explain before that the hardest part of the job for you as an FBI undercover was to be embedded with people, these jihadi sympathizers that you are totally antithetical with. And the way you expressed it was quite revealing. So explain to our audience what this does for you, and how you have to be involved with people that you abhor their principles.
Well, I call it flipping the switch. Mm-hmm. I pretend to be someone I hate. Obviously, I put my arms around these people, tell them that I'm their best friend, gain their trust. And yes, it's sickening, but the trick for me, and it always has been, as appalled as I am by what they stand for and who they are, I latch on to some part of their humanity. In Shahab's case, an American radical, he was a brilliant scientist on the verge of curing infectious diseases. He lovingly respected his mother. He took care of his brothers financially. So those are the human parts of the monster. I latch onto those to be able to at least be believable when I tell him that I'm his best friend and I'm his brother in arms. Exactly. And that's the end always justifies the means.
Right. And I like that you, the way you approached it is that you approached it in such a way that they would choose you, not the other way around. But here in the last few seconds together, very powerfully, the way you end the book, you say, we are everyone. What does that mean to you? We got about 30 seconds here.
Simply that we are truly everyone, and that our best defense against any enemy is education and inclusion. And we are so much stronger united than we are divided.
Amen to that. American Radical, Inside the World of an Undercover Muslim FBI Agent. This is riveting, let me tell you. Tamir El-Nuri has been our guest. Tamir, thank you so much for sharing. This will be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Great. Book is available at all the usual places, correct?
Thank you. Yes, sir. That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much. Be blessed. All right.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who your
you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.